Thank you all for coming. Really appreciate you. I think it's one of the last shows of the night, or maybe it's the last show of the night. That's okay. We're famous for going under, so it's going to be about 47 minutes. It's not going to be an hour. That's what we feel for the crew and everything like that. So, you know, we're only one of us lives in New York. I've been playing in New York for so many hundreds of years, but every time I'm here, I think to myself, gosh, this is where Chicago Hope was filmed. Such a cool show. That's Eric Fratzke on electric bass. Electric guitar. Sorry. Chris Morrissey on upright bass. My name's Dave King. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate you all very much. This is a new music, a classical music festival, and I want to say, like, or suppose avant-garde music as well. It's a legendary Bang on a Can, which I actually worked with Bang on a Can doing some stuff about, I guess it was close to 20 years ago. And it's just an incredible ensemble and such an amazing festival. And so then you think to yourself, this is a little known fact about some contemporary music. Interesting fact is that there's obscure relatives of some of the great 20th century composers in New York. And that was one of the things that I did in a way where people in LA make these star maps. So I was making these maps of obscure relatives of, there's Karlheinz Stockhausen, there's this, his great grandson, Jeff Stockhausen, is the manager of Juniors. where I get my cheesecake. So, in fact, Nikki Skopelidis and we're gonna go, Andy Taub, we're gonna go get some cheesecake afterwards, but. And then there's Steve Bartok he's a T-Mobile dude over on Flatbush. So, I want to announce, we're going to play some, this is a trio version of a quintet that I have, and it was actually erroneously promoted as the quintet version. That was not on us. That was just, we do a trio version with a saxophone and also with guitar and bass. So, but this is a band that has four records out. We're going to do some pieces from each of those albums, and we really hope you enjoy it. This first piece is called I Am Looking for Strength. It's a part of a declarative trilogy. After I was watching Oprah one day, and I was like, man, she was talking about The Secret. I got to read that book, you know, all about putting it out there. And so I wrote these three pieces that were declarative. One is I'm Looking for Strength. There's another one we're not going to do tonight called I Will Live Next to the Wrecking Yard, almost kind of like a Bruce Springsteen sounding title. And then the third one was I Am Going to Create a Competitor for Red Lobster. So. I've made more jokes at this than any classical music festival. This is called I Am Looking for Strength. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any fans of the prepared piano, not prepared piano, the mechanical piano pieces of Conlon Nancarrow? Yeah, unbelievable stuff. Scott Nancarrow is, okay, there's $3 rental car locations. Scott Nancarrow owns two of the three that are in Brooklyn. And honestly, I've gone over there, I've rented a car just to hang, because he comes down on Saturdays. Yeah, I mean, he's got a whole thing going on. Probably a pretty diverse portfolio, but I ended up spending a Saturday. I rented a Camry and we drove around, we talked about that stuff. He had a unique insight. He's a great nephew of Conlon. And he hit me to something really deep about the whole thing, is that it wasn't a mechanical piano. After all, it was like wild. Yeah, it was Bruce Hornsby. I worked on this set this week about this stuff. This music is like fine. You're doing good, by the way. But
not great.
Yeah, okay. There was a little something. You've got something going on over there. We're gonna continue with a tune off of our record, Adopted Highway. I always love seeing the signs where the corporation or a person with wealth or whatever, maybe an organization of people that aren't wealthy but came together to adopt a section of a highway. I'm not sure what it means. I guess the highway would have been built anyway, but maybe there's a cleaning crew that they've hired or something for one section of the highway, which I think is also weird. It's like people when they mow their lawns, it's like there's a line. Yeah. You don't mow the neighbor's lawn or whatever. But I was just recently in Los Angeles. That's Los Angeles, California. And it was like, I saw this Adopted Highway sign, and it was one I'd never seen before. I always keep track of them. I like seeing them, you know, and this one was odd. This is very real. It said, adopted by United Atheists. And I was like, that's a vibe, because it's like it gets into that sort of miasma of philosophy where it's like you don't have a belief, so but why then like be like, see, you know? Hey, just sit through another 35 or 40 minutes of this. We want to thank you guys so much, and bang on a can, everybody. Just getting my breath here. We did a 3-hour Pilates session today over at the Holiday Inn Brooklyn. Unbelievable. I freaked out, though, that the Pilates session was run by a third cousin of Alfred Schnittke. I mean, it's everywhere. It was Brandon. He knew. All right. This is called Ice Princess. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, sorry about this chair. There's two things going on. This chair is creaking a lot, which is fine. It's got kind of a sort of a haunted house effect that I'm enjoying. I'm getting kind of scared by it here and there. I'm like, wow, so something, somebody's up here. It's kind of scary. And then it's also annoying me, and I'm trying really hard to stop doing that. I hope it's not bothering anyone. Second of all, this is a tune called When in North Dakota. My parents are from North Dakota, and we would go up there in the summertime, every now and again. My grandfather was a farmer, he was a sharecropper, and he was a pretty hard living dude. And he, I just tell this story because it reminds me just of just the difference of generations. Kids in the 70s, if you can relate, I was 5 years old, and my older brother was six, and my younger brothers were two. I'm the middle of four, check that out. And my grandfather gave, fireworks were illegal in Minnesota, where we're from. Minnesota's extremely liberal. It's like a Scandinavian tower. It just sits there like going like this. We're not the Midwest. Minnesotans are just like, no. I'm not Scandinavian, but it's got a cool kind of like, if you've been to Norway or Sweden or anything, it's got a hip political thing. It's got a cool socialized medicine level almost. It's, you know, like great schools and things like that. But, and then it's like laws, like no fireworks. And so when we were growing up, it's like, oh, we're gonna go to North Dakota in the summer and it's fireworks. Anything is legal in North Dakota. North Dakota was just like, COVID. You know, they're just like rubbing COVID in their eyes and stuff. And there's like, just like fracking. Anyway, my point, getting somewhere with this. Cause I admire it, but my point is, it's some fireworks. And then my grandpa's like, of course we don't have any matches. And he's like, so he gave us a lit cigarette to light them with. And I just remember this so much because it was a double fold kind of 70s vibe where your grandpa gives you a lit cigarette. There's no parents. I don't know where they were. My dad was drinking Schlitz somewhere. But they handed a cigarette, and instead of lighting the fireworks with it, my older brother smoked it. So it was like a double 70s vibe, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a Bad News Bears, you know, he's like six. He was six. That's why this is kind of a cool story. If he was nine, it's like, he was nine, are you kidding me, nine? That was a pack of Pall Malls a day.
What's wrong with that? I endorse
it. This is called Win in North Dakota. We're gonna do a couple more. And that was called Church Clothes with a Wallet Chain. That's actually for him. I wrote that for him. Although I didn't know him very well. He didn't care about me at all. We're going to do two more tunes for you guys. Again, really appreciate being invited to this beautiful festival. I'm sure you've all been checking out some incredible music, so we appreciate you taking the time to come out and hear us tonight. Thank you very much. We've all been playing together quite a long time. Eric and I have founded a band called Happy Apple about 20,000 years ago. So if you like that band, we've been together forever. That's why I accidentally introduced him as electric bass, which he plays in that band very deftly. He just moved to guitar for this band, and so it's always fun to hear that other voice that he does. And the great Chris Morrissey, who has been here for done a few records together and known each other for a very long time at this point. It's just wonderful. Chris was kind of a kiddo in the Minneapolis scene before he moved to New York, and he's a really brilliant, talented young guy, and was just like, wow. And so it's been fun for the last 110 years or whatever that you've been here, that you've been doing so beautifully, and it's always a pleasure to play together. Chris was on the last two Trucking records, one called Surrounded by the Night, and one called Old TV. We're going to do something off of each. This is actually called Night Tram. This is off our record, Good Old Light. And we're going to finish with a song off of Old TV, which is called Quail in Lavender. And again, if you read the program and you saw that Chris Speed and Brandon Wozniak were going to be here, very sorry about that. But that would happen usually, but Chris lives in Los Angeles now, so when they're saying he was in Brooklyn forever, but so just getting everybody here and doing the logistics is difficult. But like I said, we do have this trio versions that we do when it makes more sense. So we appreciate you listening to us, and this is Night Tram followed by Quail and Lavender. Thank you, love you guys. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
you. We're going to finish with this piece called Quail and Lavender. That's been Eric Fratsky on left guitar. Chris Morrissey on acoustic bass. My name's Dave King. Thank you again. Please enjoy the rest of the festival. Is it going tomorrow too, I guess, right? It is? It's going. So again, I guess that tuba piece today was unbelievable. The Anthony Braxton. Did you say it was 100 tubas? 100 tubas? And here I thought it was just like a live action Pepto-Bismol commercial. That's what it was. It was this loudspeaker, somebody had a loudspeaker, and they were like, so I thought it was this spectral thing. I was like, what's going on out there? I thought it was, you know what I mean, with mixing with the spatial and spectral, with all the environment. And then I heard this huge megaphone. Somebody took the opportunity to be like, I shouldn't have had that third piece of lasagna, dear. And then it was like, wait. And then it was like, truly. And then this army of Pepto-Bismol trucks that was like an advertisement. All right, fine, these are tuba, all right. This is more complex emotion than some stupid, like, oh, whatever, because in the 70s, again, when I was lighting cigarettes with fireworks, there was ads where you'd hear a timpani and tubas, and then, and a guy would go, you know, like Alka-Seltzer, and there was never anything about change your diet, it was just like, no, have the pan of lasagna, but and drink this. I like that way of a sort of a denial of the stuff that's going on out there. We'd like to finish with this piece again, but Braxton from the Heroes, and I was bummed to miss that. I was like, I knew that Ethan. You saw Ethan from the Bad Plus. Ethan Iverson was out there. We can't be in the same room, let alone in the same. Yeah, we're not allowed legally to be in the same. Park. We can be in a conference room with lawyers, but we can't be. I know we only have a few minutes, but that wouldn't be right. Ethan and I are very good friends still. If you follow the band The Bad Plus, we're good pals. I don't see him that often. You know, he wanted to do his own thing, I guess, with his own life, but. But when you said you saw him today, I had this dream about him the other night, and it was like, yeah, I did. I had a dream about him. This is true, and it was a very beautiful dream. We were arm in arm. But we are still when we see each other, it's always nice, but I don't see him that often. Eric was down there at the tuba piece, and he took a picture of the crowd with Ethan in it, and he circled him. I thought that was very sweet of you.
If anyone wants it, I'll send it to you. Mm-hmm.
Then I circulated that photo to a couple of people, and I said, if you see this person, kill him. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate that. Eric Fraske, Brad, Chris Morrissey, I'm Dave King. Thank you. I was just kidding about Ethan, by the way. I love Ethan.